بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. Tonight, as you all know, is the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. And what to speak about tonight, whether we discuss Rabiul Awwal or continue in the normal majlis. But everywhere in the world right now, there's a hype, there's muhabbat, there's love. Alhamdulillah, we appreciate the ummah has this muhabbat and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How beautifully our Honorable Shaykh Azam Abdul Hamid Sahib, Dhamma Barakatuhu, he says that have a balanced mind also. Yes, bid'at on his place, innovation on his place, sharia on his place. But generally we have those bandas that have real love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Not just love once in a year, but love should be every day of the year. That is celebration of the birth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Every day of my life, I wake up in the early part of the morning, and the first thing on my mind is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Person is in love with a woman, with a girl, with his business. That wakes him up in the morning. The first thing he wakes up, he looks at the phone. EFT came through, payment came through, whether they delivered, when the parcel is coming, or what happened last night, I missed the message, or something or the other. Or he wakes up now with the figure of school, or the figure of HIBS class, or the concern, or whatever it may be. That's the first thing on the mind. Where the heart is, with the yaqeen is, with the love and muhabbat is, a person wakes up with that, he sleeps with that also. For a believer, for a mu'min, mu'min, that person who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every command of Allah, and he wants to fulfill every command of Allah, and he believes in the risalat and messengerhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he loves Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, the last thing before he sleeps also is the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dalil and proof, the last thing before he slept was the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam also read. When he wakes up in the morning, the first thing comes to mind. The young boy is only engaged, he can't sleep at night. What he sleeps with? I wonder what she's doing now. I wonder what he's doing now. When he wakes up in the morning also, he's got anxiety. He's in anguish right now. I wonder what she's doing. He wakes up with that. And if he's engaged, proposed to get married, he's counting the days. How many days left? How many days left? The lovers of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, they also counting the days. When the time is going to come for mulaqat? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to Ala Yasir, Sabran, sabran, ya ala Yasir. Oh, the family of Yasir, radiallahu anhu, be patient, be patient. The torture they went through in Makkah Mukarramah, inna mu'idakumul jannah. At the place of meeting and promises, Jannah will meet there. That's the meeting place. So with that cry and that love in the heart should be every day. Not just the 12th Rabiul Awwal, whether it's established date, different views, different aqwal, ikhtilaf, difference of opinion. Which was the correct date, was the 12th Rabiul Awwal. And we know the calendar also, Islamic calendar, was only initiated in the time of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Before that, there was no real years. They were called the year Amul Huzn, the year of grief, Amul Fil, the year of the elephant. So these are how the years were called. There was no 1447 or 1435 or whatever it may be. So 12th Rabiul Awwal, yes, the birth of Nabi alayhi salat, most auspicious. And then we should celebrate every day. And here, alhamdulillah, we celebrate every Thursday night. The love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala give us the true love. So just the day of a believer is the love of Nabi alayhi salatu. When he wakes up in the morning already, what did my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam do? That mu'min without sunnah has no value in him. In the eyes of Allah, he has no value. How beautifully Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahimullah would mention, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. O Nabi of Allah, say to them, if you truly and dearly love, تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهُ, you love your Creator, the one that gave you the heart to love, then you should love Him the most, more than everything else. He gave you the heart with which you enjoy these emotions of muhabbat and love. So if you truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me, not love me. The word in Quran that is used is not love me. If you love Allah, then love me. The word in Quran is, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow me. This is the proof of your love. One is now the wife says everything, but you don't listen still. Oh, you tell the wife. As ulama say, one is the man sha One is the mansha, one is the ta'at. One is the mansha, one is the ta'at. That the wife may be very, very muti'a. She's obedient. She listens to you. She does everything. Cooking, baking, the house, the children, 100%. She does everything as you want it to the tea. That's ita'at and obedience. Mansha is what is the desire of the heart at that moment. She may do everything for the evening also. But the mansha and desire of the husband tonight was something else. I want some intimacy. But she didn't understand this. She didn't understand it. She didn't fulfill the mansha and desire of the heart of the husband. He forgets all her obedience. He forgets all her obedience. So Allah Ta'ala says that فَاتَّبِعُونِي فَلُوا نَبِي عَلَيْهِ سَلَاةٍ. This is true love. See what is the desire of the heart of Rasulullah, what is the desire of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Follow my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. By following him, then love will come in there, obedience will come in there, every sunnah will come in there. How do you follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam? And why should we not follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? As you always mention, ask myself, why should I follow him? Why should logical muhabbat, rational, apply your mind, tadafakkaru, why should I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? What's the reason for it? What is there for me? You all want to know what is there for me. What will I get if I love Nabi alayhi wasallam? What is there if I follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? The virtues are more than we can even enumerate and imagine. Why should I follow him? He is the most beautiful human being ever walked the face of the earth. No one more beautiful. Whether externally, whether internally. Whether his beautiful eyes, his cheeks, his lips, his ears, his hands, his feet, the best that walked upon the surface of the earth. Why should I not love him? What I get in return, if I love him, if I follow him, the creator of the universe says, because you follow my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, I will love you. I will love you. So Hakim Sahib rahimahullah, his عَاشِقَانَا tarz and his is the lovers, the way of the lovers of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he will say, hum kya hai wo kaha? Where are we and where is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Where can we be near him? Hum to kante hai, wo phool hai. We are thorns, he is the rose. He is the rose of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And what the thorn must do to be valuable, just stick to the rose. Just stick to the rose, don't become detached. Stick to the rose, and when the person picks the rose, how you smell the rose. Even though he might get pricked by the thorn also, then too he won't break it. He just put his hand down a bit. And he will still smell the rose. Then he'll pay the price of the rose also. And indirectly he's paying the price of the thorn also. The value of the rose is the value of the thorn also. The thorn is accompanying the rose. He takes it home and he takes out the special vase he gives the wife. And look at, she sees the rose and how excited she gets. So happy she gets. Subhanallah, Hazrat says, Dama barakatuhu, that when the banda of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wakes up in the morning, and his day, today I will be like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sirat or surat, internally, externally. I will follow him because I love him. He said, when he will follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then we can't even imagine from the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala the reaction. The example Hazrat gives, the person returning home after 2 weeks of holiday, hasn't seen the wife after his chilla 40 days is returning. And he passes through some airport and they got some abaya there or they got some nightwear there. And now banda too is hungry, he wants to come home. And he sees that abaya, he says, how she'll fit in that, how she'll look in that. And he sees some nightwear, how she'll look in that right now. But he mustn't get caught also when he goes to buy it. Then the shopkeeper or that lady will ask him, what size your wife wears? I say, inna. Say, I think it's your size. Bishara got caught in his own. Better he knows the size before he leaves home. How he buys it, gift wraps it, puts in a hand luggage. He ducks it, he comes home quietly. He's so excited, put the children early to sleep tonight. Then he gives it that garment or that nightwear, the excitement when she unwraps it. And she was waiting for this, and you surprised her. You told her, it doesn't fit the budget this time, maaf. And he brought it, the excitement. What is her excitement? And he's even more excited. And tonight, whatever she asks him, she's going to get it. He says, you can imagine that Banda of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when he adopts the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from the side of Allah, he looks like my Habib. He looks like my Habib. He looks like my beloved. Now he's walking with the rahmat of Allah, the barakat of Allah. But when he will trim the beard, and he'll take out the sunnah clothing, it's like the person came with that night wear, with that abaya on that first night, he tells the wife, I brought something very special for you. Something very special. And he puts the lights on dim. That was the response. I'm tired, I got a headache tonight. Leave it there, I'll see it tomorrow. Brothers, what will be his reaction? We can imagine the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Don't you love my Nabi? Especially, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala uses the word مَنَّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I gave you my Nabi as a bounty, as a favor to you. I gave him as a favor to you. And this is the qadr you are making. You will leave him outside the door. You don't take him in. You don't allow him, his sunnah, to come in the home. Don't you love my Nabi? I love him. Don't you love him? What's the proof of your love? That you follow him. You follow him in every single action of his. That is love. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when a person adopts the sunnah life from morning to evening, we can imagine, so to say, the excitement that happens in the sky. And now he's coming closer and he's coming closer. He's adopting more sunnahs and more sunnahs. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rahmat is pouring. The rahmat is pouring upon him. He wants to make his inside like the sunnah. He's making his outside like the sunnah. Ulama have counted almost 300 sunnahs in a normal day. Almost 300 sunnahs in a normal day from the time we open our eyes to the time we sleep. We can imagine our 300 sunnahs for the day, and how many am I practicing upon consciously? Hazrat says, I'm doing it consciously. I'm leaving the home. Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I'm reading dua consciously, not just now as a routine, but I'm reading consciously. This is the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We can imagine from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, what would be the response? The dua is for when? Leaving for Fajr Salah. He left for Fajr Salah, he read the dua. From the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, just in that short dua, Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. From the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, an angel is appointed. Hudita wa kufita wa wuqita. Hudita, for the day you will be guided by Allah. You will be, whatever decisions to make, Allah will guide you. Wa kufita, whatever your needs are, you will be sufficed. Wa wuqita, you are under divine protection right now. فَتَنَحَ عَنْهُ shaitan. Shaitan stays aloof and away from that person. He is in the protection of Allah. He is the protection of Allah. This is yaqeen upon the sunnah. A young boy went to school, didn't do his homework. Madam say, I'm going to give you a hiding. He says, you can't touch me. Said, what do you mean you can't? He said, you can't hit me. I'm under protection. Said, what protection you are upon? I don't see any bodyguards. I don't see any armed response. I read my Fajr Namaz with Jamaat. So what? Hadith Sharif says the person who reads Fajr Salah with Jamaat, فَهُوَ فِي ذِمَّةِ اللَّهِ, is in the responsibility of Allah. Nothing can touch him. He said, I read my Fajr Namaz with Jamaat, you can't touch me. He did the wrong thing. He didn't do his homework. So you can't use that line against the teacher, I read my Fajr Salah with Jamaat. Just our youngsters read Fajr Salah every day and don't do the homework. He says, that was his yaqeen. And upon that, the teacher found out from his mother, what's all this about? They have ta'lim in the house. He heard this in the ta'lim last night. Young boy's yaqeen upon Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's promise. On that kafir teacher became a Muslim. This is Islam. He lived the sunnah. فَاتَّبِعُونِ. Hazrat says, become the thorn. Don't detach yourself even for a moment. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is that one beautiful rose. And that bouquet, what fragrance. To the extent, Hazrat says also, when you smell something beautiful, beautiful scent, fragrance, then read Durood Sharif. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your mind must go to, Ya Allah, what must have been the fragrance of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Not just dunya things. But everything goes back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beautiful being. His fragrance, his scent, his ada, his walk, the way he looked. Every single day, I want to learn about him, I want to know about him. Well, you know, Daya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali of Marlborough mentioned about him that whatever kitab he could get his hand upon of the seerat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he read it. To the extent in his dream he was told by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, "Oh Yunus, when are you coming to visit me? When are you coming to visit me? Study the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam." So that muhabbat comes and now I want to follow him. I can't give it up. I can't let it go. When my wati was in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and one of our great akabir, Ghalib Muli Jamshir Sahib Muli Umar Palampuri, one of the two, rahmatullah alayhima, sitting in the wuzu khana, qualified alim of deen already. My wati was a simpleton, farmer. He was in the path of Allah in Jamaat. He sat down to make wudu and he yelled out all of a sudden, "Ya Allah, something happened. Some calamity struck him." He said, "Bhai, what happened?" He said, "I lost my miswak. Inna lillahi." He said, he hit the heart of the alim. "I never thought miswak was such an important thing. Like somebody died. He got some news of janaza. It was worse than that. I lost my miswak. He couldn't handle it. How can I make wuzu without miswak?" That was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. "I can't make wuzu, I lost my miswak." It was something that he lost. He felt the pain. Because he knew the value of it. He knew the value of that rose. Hazrat says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the main rose in the bouquet. And the rest of the roses are all his sunnats. The whole day we remain attached to this sunnat and that sunnat, this sunnat and that sunnat. When that rose is taken home, the special vase is taken out. Fresh water is put in. Designer vase. We put the rose in there. People come, "What a beautiful vase. What a beautiful rose." All ought to smell it. All we have to do is attach ourselves to that rose, to every sunnat. Then even the kafir want to smell the Muslim. "Who are these people? So beautiful people. Look at their akhlaq. Look at their mannerism. See what beautiful people they are." Today the ummah has detached themselves. That is the cry of our kabir right now. We have detached ourselves from the sunnah and now we become the thorn in humanity. We don't want you all. We don't want you all in this country, we don't want you all in that country. You only want from us what you all want, whether you want to make money in our country, whether you want to live it up in our country, whether you want to come holiday to our country, we don't want you all here. Because we have detached ourselves. All we have to do is attach ourselves. As I give the example, in the old days used to buy rice, wasn't pre-packed. So go buy 1 kilo, 2 kilo with the scoop. And in that were stones also. The housewife would take out time in the morning or in the evening or on the weekends. And now she will clean the rice and take out the stones. As long as the stone remained with the rice, it enjoyed the protection. The coolness of the kitchen had respect also. Because it's chawal, this is rice, respect the food. Now once that stone has been taken out and thrown away, and the dog will urinate on it, cat might kick it, somebody else will kick it out of the house. No value. The same way the ummah became detached from the sunnat. Left that bag of sahaba radiallahu anhum, all the different flavors and the different type of greens and long green and short green, whatever. They all had different flavors for them. Ummah detached themselves and now we see ummah being kicked around. They don't want to be given refugee status. You're not welcome in this country, not in that country. All we have to do is go back to the sunnah. Rabiul Awwal is about this. It's not about celebrating. It's like now we've got an old person in the family. He's paralyzed and crippled. We put him in an old wheelchair, put him in the homes. Once a year, we take him out from there and have a birthday party for him. And say, "Hip hip hooray." And all clap hands for him, put him back tomorrow there. Put him back tomorrow there. We'll see you next year again. As if you are around, whether I'm around. Once in a year, we take up some celebration that now is the birth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Let's celebrate. Celebration is bringing sunnah into our life. That will call coolness to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Is that just celebrating the birth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? That person who is loved in the family, yes, we might throw a birthday party. But we found Sahaba radiallahu anhum almost 100 years to the last Sahabi. After Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we didn't find in the history of Sahaba ikram any celebration. Whether a birthday, whether anniversary, whatever. The only celebration in the year for a Muslim is the two Eids. And that too, the two Eids is some, what celebration? Informal celebration. What we get together for? Salah. No party. We get together for Salah, this is our celebration. Together we worship Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And then we disperse. Informal celebration within the homes. And that's a Muslim's life. Informal, there's nothing ijtima'an, have a congregation of celebration. What this our Hazrat is saying, that we find an Eastern country, Western culture, how did that happen? Eastern country, Western culture. African country, Western culture. Doesn't make sense. But the influence, they could not influence us through education. The boy left school early, he went to madrasa, couldn't get into his mind, into his brain, and colonize the environment. Sitting in the madrasa, but thinking like a non-student. How I can get out of the madrasa right now? Things are better outside. Not feeling comfortable. The ummah are people of Ahlul Masjid, people of the Masjid, people of Ta'aleem, people of Da'wat, people of Ta'allum, of Zikr, Ibadat, Khidmat. This is the ummah. Not a celebration. Celebration, yes, there will be celebration. Those that will give up celebration in this world, the real celebration, who will throw it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, this is real celebration. And what a celebration that will be. Allahu Akbar. We can't even imagine. And Allah will throw the da'wat. And where it will start from? The Hafiz al-Quran. The Hafiz al-Quran is that person that memorizes the Quran Sharif. وَحَلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامَهُ. That's a Hafiz al-Quran. He hasn't just preserved the Quran in his mind or his heart. He's preserved the Quran in action. That's preservation of Quran Sharif. That is a Hafiz. Hafiz means the one that protects something. He protects the Quran by word, by speech, and in action. Just preserving Quran by speech is not a Hafiz al-Quran. You have to understand this. The Shaykh has mentioned this in Fazal al-Amal. A Hafiz al-Quran is the one that preserves Quran by memory and by action. Not only by memory. And then on the weekend, it doesn't look like a Hafiz al-Quran. The hair isn't like a Hafiz al-Quran. Nothing like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's not a Hafiz al-Quran. The virtue is not for him. He gave 5-6 years in the Hibs class only to learn the text of Quran Sharif. But it hasn't come into his life. He will not get the certificate on the day of Qiyamah. We have to understand this, my dear brothers. Because we come in like a fashion, make a hafiza, make him a hafiz. I got one hafiz, Qiyamah's day, who holds his kurta. But we can, hafizab don't have kurta also. What's going to happen now? Kurta shrunk, it became small. He's not wearing kurta anymore. Is he that even like Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam? What kurta are we going to hold? How are we going to put him in front? The mother says, make him a hafiz. We got our jannat already. No, dear mother, you have to also bring that into your life. The biggest sacrifice for the hafiz of Quran is his parents' sacrifice. How much they will come to deen? How much of the environment in the home they will make conducive to sharia, that will become a hafiz of Quran. How much of qurbani they will make? How much they will not take into the malls? And not buy the clothes for him, which is against the sunnah. And to encourage him to come upon the sunnah. Now they can say, now we've got a Hafiz of Quran in the home. When he walks the streets, when people refer to him, they say, Hafiz Muhammad, Hafiz Imran, Hafiz Ibrahim, Hafiz so and so. Allah Ta'ala puts on the tongues, he's Hafiz so and so. Because he stands on the musalla with full sunnah, he's a Hafiz of Quran. He's known by the title, everything else is by the way. When they see him in the masjid, he got his Quran open. When you walk in the masjid, he's just standing at the back of the masjid talking to friends. He's got by his Quran Sharif. That's a Hafiz al-Quran. What will be celebration? When the Hafiz al-Quran will be called on the day of Qiyamah. And he'll be said, Iqra, Wartaqi, Warattil. O Hafiz al-Quran, start reading your Quran Sharif now. Call your parents. Call your parents and start reading. Wartaqi, Warattil. And now climb the stages of Jannat. Upgrade, upgrade, upgrade. To the last ayat, your career on upgrading. It depends on how strong his door is. And we can imagine the parents now, they'll be saying, Ya Allah, how this is happening? We're just flying. We're just going up more and more stages. The son booked the ticket. Parents saw the economy class. When they bought it, he bought us a business class. How he got this done? Presidential suite. Ya Allah. Leave presidential suite, upgrade. What Allah will give Qiyamah's day. Because you made the effort. You made him a true Hafiz al-Quran. That is celebration. Now will you and your son continue climbing the stages of Jannah till the last ayah that he can remember? And what crowns will be given? Gold crowns. The radiance of it. It will outshine the sun also. Now you might think, outshine the sun, what's so grand about it? Who doesn't want to be looked at in dunya? Look at my car, it's shining right now. What a color you bought. Even the mags are shining. Qiyamah, leave the mags and the car and the bag shining. The crown will such shine. Who are these people? The son is a Hafiz al-Quran. This is the pride today. This is the name and fame Allah will give on the day of Qiyamah for those that don't want it here. Tilka ad-daru al-akhirah. نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. Allah Ta'ala says, that place of Akhirat of Jannat is reserved for those people who have no intention of عُلُوًا فِي الدُّنْيَا, to be known in dunya, to be high in dunya. I don't want to be known. Doesn't take my name also. Quietly like one beggar, like one slave, I'll do my work. Look after the makhluq of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Don't want any name and fame. وَلَا فَسَادًا, and cause no mischief also. Everything is straight in their life. For them Allah Pak says, for them is tilka darul akhirah, for them is jannat. So celebration, my dear brothers, for us is every day. When a person wakes up in the morning, just to enumerate the sunnats, from the time a person wakes up. So we know what is celebration. Tomorrow morning when I wake up, the first thing in my mind, what did Nabi alayhi salatu salam do? The sugar patient, cholesterol patient, what he remembers in the morning? Goli. Doctor say, as soon as you wake up, you must take it. And if he forgets, the wife is on his back. Your tablets, you took it. But the dua, nobody will ask. Miswak, nobody will ask. You took your tablet. Because she wants to keep you alive. Mustn't leave quickly. Whether she's going to punish you more, or whether she loves you more. But you got to be here still. Can't leave. So make sure you take the medication. But the sunnah, when you wake up in the morning, first thing dua. الحمد لله الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا وإليه النشور الحمد لله الذي عافاني في بدني ورد عافاني في بدني ورد علي روحي وأذن لي بذكره. Different du'as to be read. Then he rubs his eyes with his palms. Once you rub your eyes with your palms, the sleep is gone. Then miswak in the mouth. Then go to the bathroom. Wash hands first. Then istinja. Then toilet. All this is sunnat. Every single thing Allah is saying, wah, wah, look at him. Sunnat, ticked. You see, all the boxes ticked. All the boxes are ticked. Now the malaika rahmat are rushing, quickly go and distribute quickly. No sunnat, they're waiting to distribute, ya Allah, but there's no sunnat here. It's Muslim home or a non-Muslim home. They're a bit confused right now. You don't find any sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This house is not linked to the Rawdah Sharif. There's some detachment, disconnected. Wash the hands, istinja, how to make istinja, high pan, low pan, the high pan has become the norm. The low pan, even the youngsters go in the path of Allah, they're looking at the low pan, what do you do over here now? How do you maneuver in this bathroom right now? Don't know how to do it. You've got to train them up, how to use the low pan so they can move in the path of Allah. For a mu'min, mujahid, for him, food, bathroom, toilet, bedroom and bed, these are all necessities. Is that the goal of life? That my whole life comes out only in bathroom, toilet, eating and drinking and sleeping. These three things, I can't live without it. I'm finished now. Yes, person now has gone old. He's sickly, he's different. But the youngsters now can't do anything tough. Hazrat will tell us that time. We won 313 students that are like the Sahaba of Badr radiallahu anhu. They had zuhd and taqwa. Abstention from dunya, and they had piety and taqwa. Abstention of dunya meaning, if dunya was there, they used it. If dunya is not there, we can do without it. We can rough it up, no problem. We're tough people. Hazrat Bukhari says, have become a rough jack. That you can handle anything. And now it's time to move, we can pack up and move now. Sleep here, we'll sleep away here now. Nothing much to eat, little bit thing, we can, not a hassle, we can do the work. We can move on, no problem. So how these qualities can come into our life? So the bathroom, the toilet, then the wudu. The wudu, the du'as for wudu has left the ummah because of the toilet in the bathroom. So we can't read du'as anymore. The muftis have given permission, if the high pan toilet is closed, the lid is closed, then you can read your du'as. The low pan is open, so you can't read it. But the mu'min, the love for the sunnah, should demand from him that he makes a separate wuzu khana in the house, where I can make wudu. What du'as also? What du'as? Person recites du'a before wudu. Bismillah walhamdulillah. As Abu Huraira radhiya anhu says, the person reads his du'a before wudu. Bismillah walhamdulillah. For as long as wuzu remains, the malaika write good deeds for him. He put them on duty. He's getting profit. They're writing one way for him. Just because he made du'a and he made wudu. Use miswak times 70 everything. And the minimum benefit of miswak, تُذَكِّرُكَ كَلِمَةَ الشَّهَادَ عِنْدَ الْمَوْتِ. The time of mawt, that miswak will remind you read kalima. Allahu Akbar. And how much does miswak cost? We say 10 rand, too expensive. Too expensive. But we'll buy the rechargeable to brush for 1,000 rand. But the miswak, I get it cheaper at the shop. 10 rand, too expensive. You remind me of kalima. What an investment. Hazrat says, I have miswak in every bathroom. Wuzu khana, by your bedside, in your pocket. So you don't miss out. What is sunnah? And the last thing, Nabi Ali salallahu alayhi wa sallam, he passed away, miswak also. So Aisha softened the miswak and gave it to him, he used the miswak. Using the miswak, how to make wudu? Right hand, left hand, to gargle the mouth, to gargle. In the morning especially to gargle. Nobody gargles anymore. We just threw the water inside and spit it out. Nobody gargles anymore. Then to take the miswak, to clean the palate, to clean the tongue, until a person chokes, all the phlegm comes out. Also is sunnah. Then to throw water in the nose, not just to throw water, but to throw water in the nose and to flush the nose and to clean it, to blow it out, using the little finger of the left hand. Then to wash the face. How to wash the face? To make sure, splash water is makruh also. Washing the face, washing the hands, making masah, washing the feet, all according to sunnah. And then the dua, Allahumma ghfirli, dhambi, wawassi'li, fi dari, wabarikli, virist, what a powerful dua. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi says, they look at this dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, making dua during wudu, he says, Allah, Allahumma ghfirli, dhambi, Allah, forgive my sins. By making wudu, my gunas are getting forgiven. Under the fingernails, the sins of the hands are being forgiven. When a person now is washing his mouth, the sins of the mouth are being forgiven. When he washes his face, the sins of the eyes and the face, all the sins are being forgiven. Allahumma ghfirli dhambi wasi'li fi dari. Ya Allah, make my home big enough for me. He says, this dua is such a powerful dua. A person wants a big home, read this dua. Allah will give him not only in the akhirat, but in dunya also. What kind of a house? Not a big house where he's afraid to live in it. But a big house where he feels safe and there's barakat in it. Allah's awliya eating there, ulama eating there, jamaats are coming there. There's a barakat wali girl. There's a house full of barakat, there's muhabbat in there. Walk in the house, there's muhabbat, there's welcome. There's welcome. Hazrat says, don't put the mat there, welcome in the front. Welcome means waylun lakum, destruction to you. Welcome. Put there marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan. So this is a house of barakat. People are eating, drinking, and with that eating and drinking, they're going to amal also. That the namaz time is going and we're still eating and drinking. And no salah wa jama'at in the masjid. House is for sleeping. And masjid is for salah. House is for sleeping and masjid is for salah. For men, salah in the home is a no-go zone. Nabi alayhi salatu salah mentioned a hadith also. That person who reads salah in the home, there's no salah for him. Adam Azahib says salah not valid. Hanafis say he won't get the reward of the full namaz. He's losing the Prophet. He's running at a loss right now. وَبَارِكْلِ فِي رِزْقِ Dua of wudu, ya Allah, give me barakat in my rozi. Now how many years I'm making wudu, but I can't read this dua. اللهم اغفر لي ذنبي ووسيع لي في داري وبارك لي في رزقي. Give me barakat in my rizq. My spiritual rizq and my financial and monetary earnings also, ya Allah, put barakat in it. Then all my work gets done, not even my work. Subhanallah, that one sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, sahabi came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Rasulullah, there's tough times at home right now. Tough times at home. Oh my beloved sahabi, when you enter the house, make salam, recite Durood Sharif and Suratul Ikhlas. Allah will give you so much that you'll feed your neighbors also. The time came, Ya Rasulullah, now I'm feeding my neighbors upon neighbors. Barakat of simple sunnats, but powerful sunnats. What powerful sunnats? Almost 300 sunnats in a day. This is love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We have to study the sunnah. Ya, how much more can I do, Ya Allah? is the beautiful kitab of Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, the beloved sunnats of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Simple, small booklet, is pocket size. Hazrat will say, read one sunnat every day. Then the next day, go with the sunnat again, do the next sunnat. Then ask the family, have you made amal upon the sunnat? Have you made amal upon the sunnat? But we want a report, we want marks. You got to perform in school, you got to perform. But comes to the sunnat, you have to perform also. So every day for us, celebration. Every day for us is getting close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Connecting to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Celebration in Islam is only the two Eids. Sahaba radiallahu anhu didn't celebrate it. We're not going to a discussion now with the haram, with the permissible, impermissible. Some ulama say it's permissible. It's permissible to, what's it, celebrate? Celebration in Islam doesn't mean lights. Doesn't mean to be in a congregation. What happens celebration, many other factors come in there that make it impermissible. Therefore the ulama say not permissible. Because it goes into all other fitnas and bid'at. Then the ummah goes into late nights and no fajr namaz. The farz we left now. So if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's birthday wasn't celebrated, where do I have the courage and the guts to celebrate my birthday? Where am I so Mubarak myself? Even my name may be Mubarak also. But this is the barakat. Or my son's birthday, or anniversary, whatever it may be. Nabi alayhi salat, Zawj Mutahharat, where they celebrate the anniversary? The Fatima, the Ali radiallahu anhu, what a couple, Jannati couple. The Fatima, the queen of Jannat, where she celebrated her anniversary? That time I wife, you my queen. And then I'll have an anniversary party and birthday. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one yatim. Now we throw big parties now. If there was something as a party, the biggest party should be for the birth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a party. Baby shower. That Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is born now. Whole world must celebrate. But that was the nur that came into the world. So Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, my dear brothers. That really we're going away from the sunnah, we're coming closer, the stone is being detached. We're becoming stones. Now the ummah is kicking, and the kuffar are kicking us around. We say, what's the problem? What's happening? So we should check on this, especially day we say we're celebrating. What should be the celebration? Hazrat says four things. Ya Allah, give me knowledge of every sunnah. Amal upon every sunnah. Love for every sunnah. And accept my health, wealth, time, family, resources for the servers of the sunnah in the world. I spread the sunnah. So it in action. People see me walking, talking, eating. This is sunnah. See how he's doing it, it's according to sunnah. This is according to sunnah. His dressing, her dressing, her mannerism, her akhlaq. All that is sunnah to come into our homes. And then for the person going for Hajj and Umrah also, to bring the sunnah alive in Madinatul Munawwara. Ummah is going for Umrah right now. And it's mentioned many a times that we go for Umrah, yes, it's a happy occasion, but it's also an occasion of grief and fikr and concern. We're talking about sunnats. Talk about the faraiz, ya Allah. The ummah, they are upon faraiz. More than maybe 95% of the ummah that goes past the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam don't look like him. Don't look like him. Sometimes no topi, pants below the ankles, beard not sunnat, but he came to make salam. He came to make salam. Son doesn't listen to father. And now he wants and he comes, make salam, Papa, he said, please get out of my sight. What I tell you to do, you don't listen. Nabi of Allah didn't only tell us, he gave his life. Ummah is coming there with the cameras out and everything. I went for Umrah. The masturat, the women also. At least they wear the hijab. At least for that suffer, put on the hijab. Even just for that suffer only. I go before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't cause pain to his heart. In dunya he ran enough for us. He ran from Makkah to Madinah Munawwara, then from Madinah Munawwara to Badr, in Makkah Sharif to Taif, and back again, then to Madinah Munawwara, then to Badr, then back again, then Uhud, then back, then Tabuk, then Muta. Sahaba Ikram to Muta. Way and way he didn't run for us. Khandaq day also he ran for us. Then Qiyamah's day, make him run again. Then he must come looking for us. At least Qiyamah's day we become his assistants at the Hawz-e Kawthar. O Nabi of Allah, we did your mihnat of deen. We made the effort of deen, we tried. But they also, you say, Qiyamah's day, come looking for me. Come looking for me, you'll find me at the Hawz al-Kawthar. We'll give you water to drink. If you don't find me there, they come to the scales. I'll be there to help you on the scales. If you don't find me there, come to the Pul Sirat, you'll find me there to help you across the Pul Sirat. There too also running from pillar to post for the Ummah. Here he ran for us, and there again, have a raham at least by. Have some mercy. You get to Roza Mubarak, the Masturat are going there also. Have a raham upon Rahmatul Alameen. He has so much rahmat he had, have a raham upon him, mercy upon him. At least they will do it right. Pants above the ankles, entering the Masjid al-Haram, sunnah du'as. 300 sunnahs for the day, entering the Masjid. Right leg, left leg, sunnah du'as to be read. Leaving the Masjid, the Masturat, the human folk go to Masjid al-Nabawi also. The niyat for entering the Masjid, whether they know how to enter. We're not just entering some hall. To enter with the right foot, to read the du'as, etc. Make niyat of i'tikaf. All the sunnahs come in a day. Now I can say I'm ashiqin nabi. All the sunnahs are in my life. Or they say that life, his existence is an empty existence. It's just an empty life that he's leading with no real value. He's got no value in the eyes of Allah. He might have some value in the market. He got some degree or he has a know-how. But indallah, by Allah, is no value. فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضِ. A person who has no sunnah in his life, no deen, when he passes away, Quran says, even the skies and the earth don't cry for him. Even they don't cry for him. But a person who walked with the sunnah and is drawing the rahmat of Allah, wherever he goes, Allah's rahmat is coming with him, Allah's barakat is coming with him. When that person has to pass away, then the indication of the ayat is that even the skies and the earth cry upon his demise. Allah's wali has passed away today. It affects the hearts of people also. And the malaik and the sky also, even they say Allah's wali passed away, his good amal used to pierce the skies and had a beautiful fragrance, now is no more. Now it's no more. So how for us to celebrate Nabi alayhi salatu salam? Not like that old man you take out once a year now, brought him here, and now we celebrated and put him back over there. We have an antique vehicle, antique car, we parked it in the garage, once a year we take it out and start it. And now see how it revs, V8, V12, V6. And now we park it back again. Very nice car. But can't drive it. Just park it back again. Nice to see. Sunnah is not just nice to see. It's something to make amal upon, my dear brothers. For us to study the sunnah. Bring the sunnah in our life. Study the seerat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In the seerat, ulama say there's so much of shifa for the heart. A person in depression, they say, is going through a tough life. Tough time in his life, read the seerat. And you will find in the seerat, in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he went through every type of difficulty humanity will go through till Qiyamah. Whether he lost his wife or wives, whether he lost children, whether he lost his young daughter, also Zainab radiallahu anha, she lost her child, aborted also, because of her injury, the kuffar attacked her. Whether daughters were divorced, both were divorced and sent back home. Right? Kufar al-Mushrikeen, when they told their sons to divorce the daughters of Nabi Ali and hurt him, let him pain, send them back home. That also he went through. They leaving his hometown, Makkah al-Mukarramah, where they say that he was suckled on the milk of the love of Baytullah. Now to leave that, ya Allah, it's like tearing my heart apart. Oh Makkah, I love you. They say, oh Makkah, I love you. The best place on the face of the earth, but I have to leave you. Because of my people. That we had to go through. Come to Medina Munawwara, foreign land. Born as a yatim. Father passed away a few months before he was born. All of that he went through. He said, read this seerah, then your depression will disappear. O Nabi of Allah, what didn't you go through? Then the battles, and then the poverty, and then no food, and then hunger. And test upon test, going to Taif, they pelted also. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَكَذَّبُوا. Mufassirin said, this ayat over here, you can feel the grief of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ جَاءُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْهُمْ. That a rasul, a messenger from them came to them. A messenger from them came to them. فَكَذَّبُوهُ. They called him a liar. Why it pained him? It pained him because the Arabs in Makkah al-Mukarramah and surrounding, didn't only know his track record, that he was Sadiq al-Amin, the most truthful, the most trustworthy. They called him that also. They knew his father, they knew his grandfather, custodians of the Haram, of the Baytullah, of the Zamzam. They knew the whole Banu Hashim, Banu Abdul Muttalib, the Quraysh. They knew the entire family. What honorable people they were. They were people of standing in the community. And now I come tap your door and you spit at me. But you know my father. You know what we've done for the people. When Abraha came with the elephant, who was it that saved the Baytullah? It was Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and the dua of my grandfather. Abdul Muttalib, when he went to the mountain, he said, Allah, this bait and house belongs to you, the camels belong to me. Allah, they took my camels away, I want my camels, you look after your Baytullah. Allah sent Tayran Ababil, send the birds. They knew his check record. Then when he went to them, they called him a liar. You're making jadu on the people. You're a fortune teller. You're a magician. And call him all names. You're a madman. Something wrong with you. Somebody's jadu on you. But you know me. The grief that struck his heart. Imagine now you go for gush somewhere. Somebody knows which family I am from. Knock the door. Say, but what you want here? Get out from here. Move it up. But I don't hear anything. Move it up from here. What do you say? But what happened? Your whole night will get spoiled. Why he treated me like that? That's how he was treated. But then he did all of this. Studied the seerah. They say all your grief will go away. What he didn't go through, but then the beloved of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us the understanding how to celebrate the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not just his birth, his entire life. When entire dunya was in darkness and the beautiful baby was born, this was the nur of this world till the day of qiyamah and beyond. How beautiful ulama explain it, that when the world was in darkness and Allah ta'ala decided finally that now the world was dead. The world only came to life upon the birth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That is why the Shaykh Abu al-Hassan al-Nadwi entitles his kitab, The Road to Medina Munawwara, the first chapter. He calls it the new world. We say the new world order. He said, we already got the new world order. It came from the birth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It's already the new world. He came with a complete sharia and complete way of life. So we check our lives, my dear brothers. This is our islah. That we bring the sunnahs in our life. Tonight you're going to sleep also. What will be the sunnats? That we make wuzu before we sleep. Use the miswak. Read our du'as. Ayat al-Kursi. The three quls, how to read it. Read the three quls one time. Blow in your palms. The sputum comes out. Rub it over your body. Then a second time, three quls again. Again you blow in your hands. Rub it over your body. Then a third time. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he couldn't do this. Aisha would do it for him also. Wuzu, Ayat al-Kursi, the three quls. Different du'as to be read. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Tirmidhi Sharif riwayat, the person who makes istighfar three times before he sleeps recalls the sins of the day. Simple hamal. And he makes three times istighfar, even if his sins for the day equal to the foam on the oceans, the amount of leaves on the trees, the amount of sand grains in the desert, Allah will forgive all his sins. He makes istighfar before he sleeps. But myself, how we sleep with cell phone in the hand? No sunnah. Then du'as to bear it. Many du'as before we sleep. But you can start with these simple du'as. Now we got some connection to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we go say about the Roda Mubarak. Now we got some ta'alluq. He knows us and we know him. Because we're living his life. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. How to celebrate these beautiful moments. Oh, our life in the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. All we have to become are those stones. That's all. Every sunnah will come there, I just remain attached to it. Remain attached to it, and we fetch the price of the sunnah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us sufi to make amal, inshaAllah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم شمع إبراهيم لتك بيعت كم فرمون إبراهيم
Yeah.
أريد خطبة تجربة دوت after me إن شاء الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله، يد الله فوق أيديهم، فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه، ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء على دين خليلي فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: المرء مع من أحبه، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Repeat after me. Oh Allah, I make tawbah from kufr,
from shirk,
from nifaq,
from bid'at,
from all sins,
major
and minor,
especially
the sin
of the love of dunya,
and being unmindful
of the akhirah,
and from the sin
of following
my whims and desires,
and being unmindful
of the commands
of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
and the sunnah
of Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
and from the sin
of pride. O Allah,
I promise
to the best of my ability
to perform
five times salah
with jama'ah
in the masjid
according to sunnah
to fast
during the month of Ramadan
if zakat becomes compulsory
to discharge the same
if hajj becomes compulsory
to perform hajj
O Allah,
I enter
into the silsila
of the chistiyah
the naqshbandiyah
the qadiriyah
and the suharwardiyah
O Allah,
through the barakat
of all the buzruks
of all four silsilas
except my tawbah
and my bi'at
as long as I live
grant me
an Islamic
Imani life
just before mawt
grant me
tawbatan nasuha
sincere tawbah
grant me mawt
on imani kamil
and kalima shahada
wa'afiyat
salamat
an izzat
gather me tomorrow
on the day of qiyamah
and forever thereafter
in Jannah
with all the righteous
and the pious.
Ameen.
Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. Send me a message and send me the ma'amulat, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وانزل المقعد المقرب عندك. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا غفار الذنوب، يا ستار العيوب، إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا، هو خالق أو مالك أو رازق. O my Allah, you own us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we belong to you, O my Allah.
Ya Allah, you sustain us, O my Allah. We are sustained by you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you are our Khaliq and Creator. We are the Makhluq, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are helpless, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are useless, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have the ability to do anything, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. The only thing that we have done is sin upon sin, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are drowning in your bounties and your ni'mas. Ya Allah, we are drowning in sins also, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, O Kareem Rahim Allah, forgive us for all our sins, O my Allah, for those commands of yours that we broke, for the sunnahs that we abandoned, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that khushyat, O my Allah. Give us that fear in our hearts for you, O my Allah. Give us that khushyat, O my Allah, that Ya Allah, we fear to displease you, O my Allah, because you are so muhsin, O my Allah. You are so mun'im, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind to us. You are so compassionate to us. Ya Allah, what haven't you given us, O my Allah? Ya Allah, we don't deserve to be insan, O my Allah. You made us ashraful makhluqat. You made us the best of all your entire creation. You gave us intelligence, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you made us the ummatis of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, sinners and black hearts like us, O my Kareem and Rahim Allah. Being ummatis of the pure being, O my Allah. With that pure heart, O Kareem and Rahim Allah. O my Kareem and Rahim Allah. We are the weakest part of the ummat, O my Allah. 1447 years, O my Allah. Ya Allah, then too, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot claim it, but O my Allah, we ask you to give us the true ishq and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Kareem Rahim Allah, full of our eyes with Ya Allah, with the nur of taqwa, Ya Allah, with the taqwa, Ya Allah, the company of the pious, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from evil, O my Allah. Save us from sins, O my Allah. Save us from temptations of dunya, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the amal of akhirat. Keep us close to you. Save us from ghaflat, O my Allah, from becoming unmindful, O my Allah. Give us your consciousness every second of our life, O my Allah, that you are qadir and mutlaq, Ya Allah. You have full power over us, O my Allah, that you are the sustainer, O my Allah. You are the one that takes care of everything, O my Allah. Give us yaqeen upon your zaat, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us tawakkul upon you, O my Allah. Save us from sin, O my Allah. Give us the taqwa and iman, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, save our parents, O my Allah. Save our spouses, our siblings, our offspring, our children, our progenies, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make your obedience easy for us. Make sinning difficult for us. Keep us away from the environments of sin, O my Allah. Allah, give us company in the pious, O my Allah. Give us close to them, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, we beg you, O my Allah. We beg you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the legacy that Nabi alayhi salam left behind for us, O my Allah. The level of deen upon which he left Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Ya Allah, restore that level once again, O my Allah. The beautiful environment of Madinatul Munawwara, that they become alive in every home, O my Allah. In every masjid, O my Allah. Every locality, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, let us live by the sunnah. Ya Allah, die by the sunnah. Give us love for the sunnah, amal upon the sunnah, knowledge of every sunnah, accept our health, our wealth, our time, accept our spouses, our families, our children, our businesses, O my Allah, for the khidmat of sunnah, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us big jannat, O my Allah. Make our jannat big for us, O my Allah. Make our qabr, Ya Allah, make it vast for us, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, you've been very kind to us, O my Allah. Make us true khadims of deen, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, help the Muslims of the world. Ya Allah, protect the Muslims in the Gaza, O my Allah, in Kashmir, in China, in Sudan, wherever in the world, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, with the barakah and tawfiq and sadqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, save us from slipping away from you. Save us from sins, O my Allah. Save us from pornography. Save us from drugs, O my Allah. Save us from haram and illicit relationships, O my Allah. Give us a pure and clean life, O my Allah. O my Allah, make us like lions against our nafs, O my Allah. Your nafs and shaitan has ganged up against us, O my Allah, to finish our taqwa, to make us people of Jahannam. O my Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Only the taqad and power is from you. Ya Allah, you pull us towards you with the power of jazb, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have the means, we don't have the know-how, we don't know how to become pious, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. We are just crybabies in your court, O my Allah, that you make us among the pious, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know how to live, we don't know how to die. Ya Allah, we don't even know the meaning of your love, O my Allah. We heard it from the lovers of yours, O my Allah. Make us among your lovers, Ya Ashiqeen, O Kareem Rahim Allah. All those that have passed are full of qabr and noor. Ya Allah, forgive them. Ya Allah, overlook them. Ya Allah, blow the winds of Jannat upon them. Ya Allah, keep us with Iman. Take us with Iman. Ya Allah, give us good health and afiyat, sihat and salamat. Save us from hospitals, O my Allah. Save us in the From the dins of vice, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from debts, O Mahi Allah. Save us from the banks and from riba, O Mahi Allah. Save us from haram, O Mahi Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Give our children the best of homes, O Mahi Allah. Their pious spouses, O Mahi Allah. Ya Allah, all those that are not married, O Mahi Allah. Ya Allah, your khazana is very great, O Mahi Allah. You have great treasures, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you send for them suitable spouses, O Mahi Allah. Plenty of halal rosy, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, keep us with iman and take us with iman. Ya Allah, give our Shaykh the best of rewards. Give him afiyat, sihat, and salamat, O Mahi Allah. And all our satis and all the mashayikh, Ya Allah. Let your deen spread in the world, O Mahi Allah. Send your help down for the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Amin.